Welcome to Sex with Simmery. Frank, occasionally explicit edutainment on the most important topic of all. Sex with Simmery is not intended for children and is not safe for work unless your boss is particularly awesome. See more at sexwithsimmery.com.
Welcome to Sex with Simmery. Today we are taking on the challenging and terribly important topic of cleaning your fleshlight. That's true. We got a reader question today that's specifically dealing with this topic that I think should be interesting to you whether you have a fleshlight or not, but just about basic, like, sex toy maintenance. So here, without further ado, is the question. I just got my first fleshlight, and I'm skeptical of the official cleaning instructions. I think it's just a scam to get me to spend more money on their mystery cleaning spray, as well as cornstarch with their logo on it. But it wasn't cheap, and while I won't be sharing it, I want it to last. And the reader goes on to explain where they have looked so far for information, and they found a few different conflicting recommendations, and we're just looking for, so what's the deal? Like, what should I do to clean my porous toys, and in this case, fleshlights specifically? So let's talk about sex toy cleaning. Yeah. All right, so for those who are unfamiliar with the fleshlight, specifically, it is a masturbation sleeve, and you put your penis or whatever you want to put into it, frankly, into an orifice that may look like a vagina or a mouth or a butt, and then the inside can have a variety of different types of striation. There could be bumps, or it can be ridges, or any number of different things for a sensation that you prefer, and they can be relatively tight, and you can just, to your heart's content, pump away at this little toy. So it's, you know, obviously marketed to men, you know, or people who like to put things in things. So this is going to be more relevant to them in terms of a fleshlight specifically. But sex toy cleaning is important to everybody, regardless of your gender and what particular types of toys you use. So vibrators, even if you don't use them internally, still need to be cleaned. That includes even bullets that are just sort of externally used on the clitoris. Anything that's going to come in contact with your biological fluids needs to be cleaned. And that is for your safety, not just because I'm a big sex toy cleaning Nazi. That's not necessarily the case. It's for your own good. It's a hygiene issue, and it's also for the best interest of the product so that it will last longer, because you don't want to degrade the product. It's always important to know what your sex toys are made out of, no matter what type it is, because then it helps you know what other types of things you can use on it. And that includes lubricants, because, for instance, some toys will get degraded by using certain types of lube. So in the same way that we talk about making sure that you use the right type of lube with condoms, you want to use the right type of lube with your toys. So it's helpful to have toys that are compatible with the lube that you have. So, for instance, if you have a silicone-based sex toy, you don't want to use a silicone-based lube because it's going to mess with the chemistry and it's going to degrade it and it's not going to last you as long. The best sex toy ideas are usually the ones that are a little bit more expensive. Just putting that out there. You don't have the cheapy plastics. You're less likely to have the phthalates, which are possibly dangerous to your health as well. But if you put a little bit of forethought into your search when you're looking for your sex toy, you're going to get paid back a lot more because they tend to be made better and they tend to last you longer. That does not mean that the most expensive sex toys are necessarily the best ones, because I have certainly run across in my days some, you know, $200 vibrators that are basically all the money is going to the design and to the packaging and to that sort of thing. So there's not a direct correlation, but you'll find that somewhere in the mid-range, you're going to find the high-quality products where they put the effort into the construction. So we want to know which types of lubes work with which types of toys. So for our purposes today, we're going to talk about three different types of lubes. So we're not even talking about the cleaning yet. We're talking about lubes still at this point, just to clarify. So depending on what your toy is made out of will be part of the factor of which types of lubes to use. So as I mentioned, silicone is not a good source of lubrication. Silicone-based lubrications are not the best choice if you're using a product that's going to be degraded by that. And that includes the CyberSkin kind of products that include the fleshlight line. The silicone goes into toys when they want to give it a fleshier, softer sort of feel, as opposed to being like a hard type of plastic. It's a softer sensation. And that's the appeal of using that in the manufacture of the toy. But then the drawback is that you can't use silicone lubes. Now, what's the appeal of the silicone lubes in the first place, you might be asking then? Well, they have a lot of advantages over water-based lubes, which are the other main option. Water-based lubes don't last as long as silicone-based, and silicone ones can feel much slicker and less tacky. So they don't get sticky, and you can also use it for massage, and it doesn't dry out. So that's the advantage of a silicone lube, like if you're going to just have a relationship with a partner. But if you're going to involve a toy, silicone lubes are to be avoided. Instead, you're going to want to look at one of the water-based ones. And water-based lubes can come with or without glycerin, and they have a little bit of difference. Both dry up faster than the silicone, as I mentioned, and they also are not super good for use in water, because obviously they're water-based, they're not going to stay where you want them to stay. So like if you're going to have sex in a tub, for instance, or in the shower, a water-based lube is pretty much like not using anything. The ones with glycerin taste sweeter than the ones that do not, but the ones that have glycerin also could give you possible problems like yeast infections, because you get glycerin up in your business, and your business is like, yo, this is not where we put this. So cleaning your own body in addition to your toys after sex. So water-based lubes, great idea, but you're going to have a lot on hand because they can dry up and they can also feel a little bit sticky. They can stay nice and slick for plenty long if you get a good quality product. And I definitely want to emphasize that lube is a great idea, whether you're using a toy or just having your hands or your genitals or your whatever. On somebody else's whatever, because it can make it a lot more pleasurable. I think one of the best analogies that I've heard is like, if you don't really understand the point of why you would want to use lube during sex, consider going down a water slide that is turned off. It's not the same thing. I guess it's kind of like just going down a slide, but like when you go down a slide, you want to have like some nice, you want to have pants on, you want to have something, make it a little less raw, I guess. Okay, so we've discussed the lubes and the interaction of lubes and sex toys. So now let's talk about why it would be the same sort of situation with cleaning products. So why is it important that you clean your sex toys? Especially if you're like, I'm the only one that uses it. It's really okay. It's not a big deal. I'll wipe it off. It'll be fine. And that, I mean, to a degree, if it's just you using it, you are it's not as serious as if you're sharing it with other people. I don't recommend sharing toys with a large number of people, because you're putting people at risk of STIs and that sort of thing. But even if you're just using a product by yourself, you want to reduce the likelihood of bacterial infections. And again, you want to keep the toy durable and working for as long as possible, so you're not just having to buy a new effing fleshlight every few years, because those suckers are expensive, literally. So we want to choose cleaning products that work for the materials that the toy is made of. The easiest thing to clean is glass toys. The glass toys have a whole lot of advantages in other ways as well, in terms of you can heat them and cool them and that sort of thing. Just some soap and water will rock out a glass toy. A Pyrex toy specifically, you can toss into the dishwasher even. I mean, you don't want extreme temperatures. Like, you can't put it in a fire, obviously, but you can heat it up and you can put it in the freezer. Those are both nice things about like the Pyrex-based glass toys, if you're into that. Any non-porous materials like the glass, stainless steel, hard plastic, those sort of things are going to be easier. But with hard plastic, you can use like antibacterial hand soap or hand sanitizer. That's fine. You don't want to boil plastic, though. Plastic will definitely melt. Same thing with latex and rubber and those sort of things. Those will melt. You cannot boil those. You can boil silicone, though. Not for too long, but something in the effect of like 5, maybe 10 minutes. I wouldn't suggest that upper end. I'd suggest more like 5, but you can boil that silicone-based toys. Those can go in the top rack on the dishwasher, and they can also handle some antibacterial soap and warm water. Soap is also questionable because you want to make sure that you get all of it, because soap, if left in a toy or left on a toy and not completely cleaned off, is not necessarily good for your body, especially if it goes in through like the urethra. So if you cleaned out a toy with soap and didn't get all of it, it might not make it very comfortable the next time you go to use it. So that's a consideration there. When you've got the more porous materials, like the rubbers or leather, for instance, you're going to have to take a lot more considerations. They're more difficult to clean. But the advantage, of course, is the feel of the material. That's the appeal of them. So we want to use condoms on those as much as possible. On, for instance, a rubber dildo, you're going to want to use a condom. That's just going to make cleanup so much better because you can't really boil it for all that long, and you also have to worry about how the chemicals interact with each other and with your body. You have concerns with phthalates to a degree with rubber materials, which sort of is going to bring us back to the cyber skin materials. Because it's porous, what you use could get in to the material. So we talked about the soap earlier, and if there's soap residual, and then you go to stick your wiener in there, and then it like goes into your urethra again, this is not comfortable, and it can also get a little frothed up if you put in lube. So the leftover soap and the lube combined together, not necessarily the best time. So specifically on the cyber skin and the fleshlights and things of that nature where it feels realistic, and also vinyl things are going to apply in the same way. We are looking at warm water, and those spray cleaning things will definitely work. The brand is putting it out probably at a much higher cost than necessary because they can. So if you want to buy their stuff, you'll know that it's going to work. But you don't necessarily have to use that. Warm water is going to be a really good bet. And the challenge with a fleshlight is making sure that it dries out well. So you're going to want to put it by a fan, put it by something that'll help get the circulation through there relatively quickly so it doesn't stay wet inside. And then the cornstarch, it is essentially cornstarch with their label on it, is to help it from feeling weird when you go back in the next time. So their instructions that the fleshlight gives you are absolutely right. Like, they know how to take care of their products very well, but you don't need necessarily their brand. So yes, cornstarch is going to work. You're not going to use baby powder. That's different. Cornstarch is fine. In worst case scenario, you've got your fleshlight or your masturbator sleeve, and you're like, warm water's not cutting it. This is not enough. I need some more. The instructions to use isopropyl alcohol is fine. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a specific concentration. If you want to have some water in there with it, it's fine. Again, airing it out, making sure it gets dried out, making sure that you don't leave the alcohol in there either. Same thing with the soap. You don't want that coming in contact with your genitals the next time you go to use it. So warm water cannot be emphasized enough. So let's sort of sum up what we've gone over so far and maybe fill out the little bits of clarifications for your sex toy cleaning. So speaking on the fleshlight specifically, you're looking at a porous material, so you need to make sure that it dries out. And then before you put it back into your cover, you want to make sure it's totally dry. You can seal it up in a plastic bag. That's totally fine. The important thing is that it is dry, and again, the dusting with cornstarch. For all of the toys, the emphasis cannot be made enough that you need to know what it's made out of. That is important just because some products should not be used at all because they have phthalates. Don't assume that because it's legal to sell that it doesn't have phthalates. Look for the phthalates free. That's spelled with a PH at the beginning. PHTH. Make sure that the products you're buying are good for your body. If you want to go organic and all that, like, great. But phthalates free is the specific thing that the sexuality educators want to emphasize. Definitely it's always an option to use condoms on things that are phallic shaped, or that you're going to be inserting a penis into. You can just put a condom on if you want to for ease of cleanup. But if that's going to defeat the purpose of using that toy for its feel, then just make sure that you're giving yourself a little bit of time, to go take care of it and clean it up. Before you put it away, it'll save you a ton of trouble. In addition to that, anything with batteries, make sure that you take the batteries out in between uses. That's to just make the batteries last longer. Otherwise, you're going to have to change them all the time. So if you can just pop them out real fast before you put it into storage, you will find battery life just lasts a lot better. That's a greener thing to do, as well as a money-saving venture. Make sure you don't submerge anything into water that has electronic parts or that has a battery casing. That's important. The only things that can be submerged in water don't have electronic parts, okay? That should be, you know, you're an adult. You should know this kind of stuff. So just take care of your toys. Store them safely so that they aren't going to get degraded by extreme heat or pressure or anything like that. And they will last you so much longer and they'll give you so much more pleasure. And when you're looking for answers online for questions about cleaning and storage and that sort of stuff, don't treat all sources equally. A Yahoo Answers forum is not the same as what you get from a representative on, for instance, a Babeland or Adam and Eve or Eden Fantasies. You want to take some degree of caution in who you listen to on this stuff. So, as always, I love hearing your questions, and so if you have any more for me, you can email them to sexwithtimmery, T-I-M-A-R-E, at gmail.com, or you can ask him on the Sex with Timmery Facebook wall, or you run into me on the street, ask me. It's cool. We're cool like that. So thanks for listening. Have a good day. Thank you for listening to Sex with Timmery. Please check out more from sexwithtimmery.com, where Monday through Friday there's new content, including polls, weekly sex columns, and Friday sex links. And if you have any questions, comments, or violent reactions, please email them to sexwithtimmery@gmail.com. That's sexwithtimmere@gmail.com. And thank you.